Of all the weirdo questions I've asked Scott Haney, I believe this will be the weirdest one of all so far.
All right, very good. I'm listening.
We just did a story about some kids who ate the town swan. They said they thought it was a duck.
They ate the town swan?
Yeah, they killed and ate the town swan.
What the hell is wrong with them?
Exactly.
Maybe I don't ask you this question.
No, go for it, please.
Somewhere during our conversation about this swan, we started talking about the celebrities we would eat. I know.
See, I don't know how we got
board.
Here.
Now you're on board.
Oh, my God.
Now you're on
I
board.
I just meant like, you know, whatever. Just say there's the apocalypse or there's a store. It becomes a different planet.
We become a food source.
There's a store called Edible Celebrities.
Yes. Nice. I like the name. Okay. Yeah. I like the name. Yes.
Edible Celebrities.
It should be in like Westport.
You walk in. You're at the meat counter. You say, you got any? Who would you ask for?
Yeah.
To me, I would ask for Brad Pitt.
Okay.
Oh, there you
go. You want some pit burgers?
Well, this goes into what we
I would eat that. That sounds good.
Maybe a medium well.
Yeah, I would totally be Brad Pitt because I figured if I'm ingesting anything, I might as well ingest some beautiful genes.
Yes, you want some quality.
There we go.
Yes,
right.
Quality meat. Right.
Yeah. No, that
quality
makes sense.
Slightly aged, but not too much.
I can't believe they ate the swan.
Yeah,
what,
right.
What isn't that so
earth?
So sad.
I know. But what's weird also, and I don't know how we get there, is that we'll eat duck, we'll eat goose, but yeah. Swan, we're like, hey, that's...
Off limits.
No, we're off limits.
That's so
because
graceful.
It's... Is it pretty?
It's graceful.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Okay.
I won't eat duck.
Snowy white.
I won't eat duck, and I won't eat any of that foul,
yeah,
that foul weather.
I can't
foul
do
weather
I can't do duck because they have a smile on their face. They're always so happy and smiley. And
Donald
smile.
Duck.
They're
watching cartoons.
Look at a duck's face. They have like a little smile.
Yeah, if they serve you the whole duck, yeah.
Chickens look pissed off the entire time.
Yeah, like you ever go by the Chinese markets in Chinatown? They got all the ducks hanging. Oh,
it's so rough.
Awful. Chickens always have to look in the face when they can't find their car.
There'd be more vegetarians if we had to do all of it ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. No,
if it wasn't wrapped in a beautiful package.
Yeah.
Or
100%.
Yep. I'd be eating bark, starving, just in the corner.
Yeah, some more dirt lasagna.
Yeah.
I'd be eating all bran every day of the week.
So, Scott, have you been dating?
Just put him on the spot like that.
Well, I wanted to change subjects. I feel like we went we got down to the cul-de-sac.
I guess I am dating.
Wait,
nice.
What?
Good for you.
This just in.
I can't disclose any information.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
All right.
Top secret.
We're going to leave
it. All I will say is significantly younger.
Oh, look at you.
Okay. It's not Al Pacino and
his girlfriend. Right.
Not that difference.
Yeah.
Not that difference, but there's a pretty good amount of difference between the two of us.
Wow.
That's okay,
Does that make you uncomfortable?
No. I think it makes him uncomfortable, but it doesn't, which is crazy.
He thinks it does, but it doesn't.
Yeah. That's the whole problem. I think it does, but it doesn't. He's like, yeah. And he's like, you know, he's like
is he a Snapchatter? Is he like, hey, hit me on Snapchat?
He's on the TikTok.
Oh, the TikTok. Oh,
the
cute.
TikTok.
Okay.
Right.
He's definitely on the tick and the talk.
Right. If he has a clock.
It's he's weird.
Like, he says to me yesterday, he goes, did you ever watch a show called Modern Family?
I'm dead.
And I'm like, why, yes, I did.
Yes.
He's like, I just found it 2 days ago on TikTok.
Oh, no.
What? He's just discovering it.
Wow. He needs to. Oh, no.
Wow. I'm like, oh, my God.
You're like, do you know what a VHS tape is? Probably not.
Exactly. I'm going to take him to the beach.
You should.
Nice.
Have you ever heard of a singer? Her name's Cher?
Madonna?
You better know Cher.
Yeah.
Wow. And he's like, do you like rap music? And I'm like, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Goodbye. Yes, you'll teach him.
Yep, you're going to a rap concert, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll be out there rocking. Yeah, totally.
This is a sitcom.
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
What have I got to lose?
How many dates are we into this?
Two.
Oh, all right.
Fun.
So it's still, you know.
Yes. Yeah, it's very, very young.
You're just having fun.
Did he hit for beer money yet?
Exactly.
There's not going to be marriage. There's not going to, you know.
Right.
There's no 50th anniversary coming, you know?
No.
Make sure he's not a gold digger, Scott.
Right, unless Scott's like 80.
No, he's really not. And he's very, like we ordered in a pizza yesterday. And, you know, I paid, it was like $20. I don't care. I'm just pay the pizza person. And he's like, thank you so much for buying me pizza.
Oh.
I was like, oh, that is so nice.
Nice.
He's never been taken care of me.
And then you're like, hey, where's my wallet?
That watch looks like my watch.
Wait a minute. I had a statue. Where'd that go? Get back here.
I was like, oh, that is so nice that you think that's so nice.
I know. You think that's so generous.
No, that's
generous.
Cool. Yeah, yeah. It's nice that he, you know, because some people just... They'll just eat it and then be fine.
Yeah,
like,
ungrateful.
Whatever. What's next?
Yeah, ungrateful.
I think you should always be grateful, right, no matter what it is. Like, that's just good practice. But
yeah, exactly.
What would you say you have most in common?
You're both pee standing up.
We're both men.
Right. Yeah.
Both
that's
have...
awesome.
We both went to college.
Okay. Oh, so he's graduated. Okay, see, that's
all right.
Good.
Well, no, soon.
Oh, not yet.
No, soon.
Not yet. Wait, did you say not yet?
Not yet.
Oh,
not
okay,
yet.
Never mind.
Significant.
Scott's going to be at graduation making
good
a sign
you.
And a poster.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Nice kid. Super
good.
Nice kid.
Good.
Next time, just pay the paper boy.
Terrible. What is wrong with you?
No one already established that.
Yeah.
No
what's
idea.
What's his major? What's he studying?
Scott.
I'm dead. Older men.
I don't know. I really.
Okay. Well, it's two dates. You don't have to know everything. There's
right.
mystery
yeah, I think
still.
It's fine. Yeah. I think it's finance.
That's yeah. cool.
But I'll ask him on the third date. I'll get back to you next week.
Is there one scheduled?
Oh, yes.
With emphasis, he says, oh, yes.
And he's going to come to Fire Island with me.
Nice.
I was going to ask him, has he been over there yet?
No, he hasn't been over there yet. I'm going to open his eyes,
well,
and then he's going to run from me.
Well, that's when you take a weekend trip together, that's another level.
Yeah,
That's a great obstacle test. Yeah.
Yeah.
How do
yeah.
they do?
Do you have a date? You have a date. Then, like, let's go away for the weekend together.
Right.
That's
right.
Another level.
Yes, and I have to stop at my mother's on the way there. This is not going to go well.
No.
Can you leave him in the car like a little dog?
Crank the windows up. Crank the windows.
The AC on for him.
Crank the windows.
Like he's happy in there. It's running. The AC's going. He's got his rap music and his TikTok. He's fine.
Don't break the window.
Dating a younger man.
Yes.
Which is, it's an interesting thing to go through.
Yeah.
You know, to do.
You know what I say? You know what I say?
What do you say?
It's a difficult responsibility when you are toy maker to his majesty.
A yo-yo?
A yo-yo?
You want a yo-yo? Okay, it's
that is
weird.
A problem when you're dating someone who wants a yo-yo.
It's going to get weird.
Don't show that to the new guy.
It's going
to
get weird.
Don't show that to him.
What's a yo-yo?
That's one show he might know that we have in common.
Okay.
Right, that's the thing. TV shows... You can mention celebrities. They're like, who is that?
I brought up, he was talking about his mother or somebody worked in Yonkers. And I said, oh, Yonkers. I said, that was my first job in television. One of my first jobs in television was in Yonkers. And I go, do you remember an actress named Anne Bancroft? And he was like, no.
Oh, God.
And I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
You know, I said, all right. I said, how about Mel Brooks? No.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, we're good.
You say,
okay.
Did you go to McDonald's over there? Yeah, I did. Done.
Right. So there's going to have to be some edumacation.
Right.
Yeah. Well, what's the, did you ask him the first concert he went to?
You know, I didn't. That's a good
Justin
question.
Bieber.
That'll give you, right.
Yeah.
That'll give you some perspective.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's
right.
A great question to ask.
He was like, he asked me, he's like, well, you know, what music groups do you listen to? And I'm like, you know, classic rock. I listen to, you know, classic rock. And I said, you know, some 80s new wave. And, you know, I'm like, 80s. He wasn't even around in the 2000s.
Yeah, no. Yeah, he's
he was born in the, you know, in the late 19s.
Wow.
Yo. We'll see. It's a lot of fun. It's like,
no, that's it.
Yeah.
You just enjoy
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
You just enjoy it.
Right.
Hot bro summer.
Yeah,
keep just, telling yourself that. Every time you doubt it or your mom is judging you, say, mom, hot bro summer.
Just see where it's
hot
going.
Bro summer. That's
just
your
shirt. Yes.
Hot bro summer.
Hot bro summer. Wasn't that a song?
Hot bro summer.
Yes.
Yep.
Hot bros in the summer. Bump, bump, bump.
He became Nick Gilder.
Yeah, you just got to enjoy these moments. What we do, we just, as people, we just always overthink stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Next week when I'm talking about it, you know, like, oh, I never saw him again. I'll, you know,
right.
It'll be a different thing.
Just enjoy this moment.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
As, but yeah, first concert's a good question.
Right.
Good, yeah. I'll be like, have you ever heard of Shania Twain?
Oh, I hope so.
Well, you might, have, because she's still around.
Yes, that's very true.
Yeah.
Let's do this. We have an intern. I think she's 18 years old.
Okay.
Can you turn on her mic? Drag that mic over there.
Hysterical. I love it. 18. God, that's even younger than him.
Yep.
Hello.
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 You got your mic on now.
Right. Hello.
On. Hey.
Hello.
What was the first concert you went to?
Oh, God. First concert I went to was Miley Cyrus. I think I was 5.
Oh.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Wow. You were young.
Right.
I was very young.
That's a rarity now. She's not even touring anymore.
Yeah.
TV show
Miley Cyrus.
You watch that you like?
Any TV show? Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty.
Okay. Right. Cartoon.
Right. Rick and Morty.
Your guys' answers aren't going to be too far away from this.
No.
Exactly. He's going to be like, iCarly.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Scott, you'll like Zoe 101.
What year were you born?
I was born in 05.
Oh, 05.
Oh, 05.
Wow, I have a car from them.
Amazing.
What's the biggest news event that you remember as a kid?
Biggest news event?
Yeah.
I actually
That you were here for.
That I was here for.
Yeah.
I was about to say Sandy Hook, but I don't think I was born yet. I think they just still talked about it afterwards.
Yeah, it was 2001 Sandy Hook.
Yeah, they were just still talking about it.
No, it wasn't.
It was
like 2010 or something like that.
Yeah. 12. That definitely happened. Yeah. You were alive.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So then, yeah, it would be Sandy Hook.
Sandy Hook.
Oh, no. Sorry. 9/11 was 2001.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's right.
So you were here for Sandy Hook. You were young.
I was.
That was a bad day.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't ask that question. Yeah, but ask the music.
Yeah, exactly.
Music
works.
Right. Concert.
Right.
TV.
Favorite
shows.
Foods. Right, right.
Yeah.
Movie. What's the first movie you remember seeing in the theater?
Chicken Little.
I can remember mine.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Wow.
It's Chicken.
But it was live action. It's not easy getting a chicken to sing.
Oh, it's funny because if we answer those questions, man, it's ancient.
I think mine was
God.
Lion King.
Yeah, that's the animation. Definitely the movie I remember in theaters. My
How
dad
you,
was
Emily?
Asleep.
I'm 31.
Okay.
Yeah.
Young Chess is 29. He'll be 30 next month.
Right.
And that was our go-to movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lion King.
Right.
Barney the Dinosaur.
Okay.
No, the first drive-in movie I ever saw, which I think was the first movie I ever saw outside of my house, was The Reincarnation of Peter Proud. It was a double feature with Last House on the Left, Don't Look in the Basement.
At Smithtown Drive-In?
Comac.
Comac, okay.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Scary.
Yeah.
Wow. Damn.
Isn't that incredible?
Ask him
and
if...
My neighbor,
you gotta
my
ask...
neighbor Vera Soda took me. And I was like, wow, I don't think I'm supposed to be doing this.
Right, were you in pajamas?
That's fine. Your feety pajamas.
Right.
Exactly. And then we were dating.
Monkey Boris and everything.
That's a good date, the drive-in. Maybe he's never been to one of those.
I don't think we have one.
We have one in Southington.
That's it. Yeah.
And in Mansfield, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I just put a laptop on your dashboard. Same thing.
That's
sit in the back of the car.
That is the new drive-in.
It is.
It's people funny. We have this giant technology. We need a screen, a projector, right, all just, this. It's just something. Just a laptop.
Hang on the driveway. Put the laptop on the dashboard. Sit in the back seat. Put Netflix on.
People were doing that in Teslas during 2020, the lockdown.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
You can like lay all the seats super flat, and you have the computer screen already in there, so it's sort of like its own little pod.
Yep.
That's funny.
That is really funny.
So when are you,
what are you guys doing this weekend?
When are what am I doing this weekend? Young Chaz is in town from Vegas.
Cool.
Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah, we're going to go nuts. We're going to go out to dinner.
Okay.
I'm doing an event tomorrow morning
nice.
At Quarry Walk. It's a good cause. We'll talk about it in a little bit.
Cool.
AJ, you?
comedy show going on tomorrow night.
I'm working, so tune in.
Why?
I don't know. Somebody's got off this weekend. Oh. They needed the day off.
I tune
was
in
like,
anyway,
yeah,
so.
I'll pick up the show.
I'll wave. Nice. I'll wave to
Sunday.
You.
Yeah. Sunday. Wave to me.
I will. I will. Promise.
All right. Very good. And I'll keep you posted.
I'm happy for you because I think it's exciting.
Right. He seems in a good mood today.
Yeah. It's definitely exciting.
Right. He just sang there's a thunderstorm.
Why is he tune in. He's like skipping on TV. Yeah.
Just remember, when you are maker to his number one majesty.